got to move on to my favorite segment here on New Music Monday. We have our local artist interview, and today we are joined by Raiden. Raiden, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. How are you doing, Logan?
Doing great, but I have got to hear all about the band you interviewed this week.
Oh, man. So, Emily the Band, I've just started checking them out in the last few weeks, and I mean, they're great. They knocked it out of the park. I only got to talk to one of the members. I got to talk to Emily, but they seem really cool, and
Awesome. Yeah, I actually got to see Emily the Band over the summer. They did a Pride event here right in Normal, and I went and watched them, and they have become one of my favorite local bands. They have this song called And Back Again, which I have loved. It has been all over my playlist, but I've got to know, do you have a favorite song by them?
I think it's the one we're hearing today.
Awesome. Yeah, so today we have a song coming up for you guys, as well as an amazing interview, so let's get right into it. This is Emily the Band.
Hi, I'm Raiden with WZND, and I'm here with Emily the Band. If you would like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Emily Antonacci. I am technically one third of Emily the Band.
We have Emily, but not the band today.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what got you into music? Like, was there any like specific artists or like show you went to? What was your thing?
I've kind of been singing since I could make noise. So I also think that Hannah Montana was definitely an inspiration. Yeah, I've just always loved music and singing and writing songs. So it's kind of been a lifelong thing.
Oh, yeah. Hannah Montana is a good answer for that. And what brought the band together? How do you know each other?
So Cameron and I met in high school at Richwoods in Peoria, just through mutual friends. And then Cammie and Abby are also in another band called The Blank Stares. And they formed in, I want to say like 2016. So through everybody knowing each other, we officially became a trio in April of 2021.
Gotcha. Is there like a favorite memory from like the early practices or like early shows? Is there like something that stands out?
Oh, wow. I think so. Our first show, the day that we consider ourselves like officially a trio, was the release show for our EP called Living Room. So that was just my solo project at the time. It was just Emily, which was a marketing nightmare, but I had Cammie and Abby join for a little release show in my parents' backyard. And it was really sweet. Like, people really came out to hang with us and listen to the music. And there was a moment where we had to cover everything with this huge tarp because it was like maybe gonna rain, possibly gonna rain, and then it did. So we had a bunch of electrical equipment outdoors. It was very nerve-wracking, but it all came together by the end.
It's very stressful for a first show.
Yeah.
Do you have any like dream artists to collaborate with like in the future?
Yeah, I mean, I am wearing a Samia shirt right now. She's definitely a dream collaborator of mine. I also really love Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo and Chappell Roan, the big three of pop girlies right now. But I think Samia is my number one goal right now.
All right.
This is Emily from Emily the Band, and you're listening to our song Sweet Aquamarine here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
pockets are empty, I know better than to open the door again. Yes, I know better than to open the door. Maybe back in the single digits, but a switch flips somewhere in there. Now I'm faced with a stranger who shares all of my blood. You got
I'd like to make a comment. The production on your music is like, I feel like for a lot of local bands, the biggest, like the biggest struggle they have is like making it sound like clean and polished when it's out. But your music's like, it sounds like professional. The mixing is great.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. So our music is produced by Cameron Proctor, our guitarist, and also Connor Billard. He is from Peoria, the Peoria area, but he recently moved to Cincinnati. So yeah, it's, we record in Cameron's living room and then send the tracks over to Connor to mix and master and kind of put his ideas into. So yeah, I really appreciate that.
And just out of curiosity, where does the band, I understand the band name Emily, but the band,
right?
Where,
right,
what was the,
it was just Emily. This whole, my whole career was like not supposed to happen. Basically 5 years ago I put out a song called Messy, and it was basically just like me and Cammy and Connor making, or like recording one of my songs. I've been writing forever, and I was always planning on being like a corporate girly, marketing, working a 9-to-5, very like straight and narrow path that I had always been on. And then the pandemic hit, and I was going to school at University of Illinois for marketing. And I was just like, this sucks. I don't really like business school. I'd rather just be Hannah Montana. So I dropped out. And whenever people were trying to find me, they couldn't, because my artist name was just Emily. Like, I was just trying to be cute and fun. And it was cute and fun, but it was also just, you couldn't find it. So in, I think it was 2021, after the Living Room EP, we did a lot of gigging that summer. And in the fall, we wanted to record a cover of Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo, and then our song Gum Wrapper. And that's when we finally did like the rebrand, and it was Emily, but then it became the three of us. So it became Emily the Band.
Awesome. Is there any like upcoming shows that you'd like to like plug?
Oh yeah. We are playing at Blue Ridge Community Farm in Chillicothe, Illinois, for their fall concert series on Sunday, September 29th. It's an afternoon event. It's family friendly and it's free.
Awesome. Do you have any new songs coming out?
Yeah, so we just had a song drop Friday the 13th of September. It's called Tuesday Street, but it is explicit, so it will not be playing on radio. But yeah, that one was a lot of fun. It is the, I guess, the third single from our upcoming EP, Mwah, like the sound of like a kiss. Yeah, so we're super excited. We are still wrapping up production on the EP as a whole, but yeah, that song, so Tuesday Street, Sweet Aquamarine, and Marceline are out from there.
All right, very exciting. Everyone be sure to check that out.
That was our artist interview this week. Raiden, do you have any final points on it?
Yeah, so I haven't got to see this band live yet, but I'm hearing they pull out an instrument called a melodica. I had to look up what it was because I saw a video and it's like a keyboard, but like you blow air into like a tube and it's pretty cool. I don't see a lot of local bands using like weird instruments like that.
No, me neither. I absolutely love when like bands will just pull out the most random instrument in the world. I absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Raiden.